This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Welcome back to the sports bar. It's Danger and Battaglia. Fun show lined up for you, although we do have a bit of a heavy heart today, knowing of the passing of Scotty Metcalf, Rochester Americans Hall of Famer and champion. We'll talk to Amherst Hall of Famer Jody Gage later on this afternoon. We'll also check in with Kevin Oklubja, the Rochester Business Journal. He'll stop by during last call to share thoughts on the passing of a Rochester Americans legend. We'll also talk some MLB with our pal Jim Riley from Ball Cap Sports on YouTube. Jim Riley joining us at 4:25. Of course, yesterday the big news out of the NFL, Aaron Rodgers signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers, all pending a physical, but all accounts are that Rodgers will be in attendance for mandatory minicamp with the Pittsburgh Steelers getting underway next week. Armando Salguero, one of our favorites, Mr. 305 from Outkick, joining us in the sports bar. Talk a little bit more about how quickly we'll learn just how all in Aaron Rodgers is for the 2025 season. Armando, it's great to have you back in with us in the sports bar. Given his recent history here, do you get any sort of sense that Rodgers will stick around the facility after minicamp and be fully invested in the preseason? Just as recently as last year, we saw him kind of go at his own schedule.
We're going to find out in the next week. And the way that we're going to find out is when the Pittsburgh Steelers open mandatory minicamp on June 10th, which I do believe is, what, Tuesday?
Yeah.
And it goes through the 12th. If Aaron Rodgers is a participant as opposed to an onlooker, we're going to know that chances are that he's been working out. Chances are that he's been perusing the Steelers playbook, even perhaps before he put his signature on a contract. And chances are the Steelers will think that he's in fairly good shape. Beyond that, the next month after that, in fact, the next 5 weeks after that, Steelers players are off. So does Aaron Rodgers, who hasn't taken part in the entire offseason program and any of the OTAs, does he head off back home? Does he go off to wherever his little heart desires on a vacation? Or does he stay in town and work and catch up? Those two things will provide clues as to whether Aaron Rodgers is full-on mercenary mode or if he really intends to make a go of it this year with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, I would think if you're bringing in an Aaron Rodgers, you're going to have to craft an offense that tailors to him a little bit. And maybe that next month, even though the majority of players won't be around, you would figure. But how do you think this works out, actually, with Arthur Smith? Will this be kind of a clash of personalities? Because Arthur Smith has his system. And also, it seems kind of weird at this point that Aaron Rodgers, what we saw with the Jets, he doesn't have his quote-unquote guys working with him at this point.
Yeah, I think, look, at the end of the day, I think that the Aaron Rodgers experiment in Pittsburgh is going to be a net upgrade over last year. In fact, over the last couple of years. Now, does that mean that we're going to see MVP caliber Aaron Rodgers? Probably not. Does that mean that Alan Lazard all of a sudden goes and gets traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers? I don't know. But I do know this. The whole Aaron Rodgers as general manager of the New York Jets was a mess. It didn't work. A lot of the guys that he had brought in, the offensive coordinator that he wanted, it all led to, 6-11 last year, and just not the kind of results that anyone wanted. So if Aaron Rodgers is smart, and he is, he's going to make the best of this by trusting the coaches that are in place. Mike Tomlin is not like any other coach that Aaron Rodgers has ever had, ever. Aaron Rodgers was in his third year when Mike McCarthy took over in Green Bay. And last year or the last couple of years, he was with an unproven coach and coaching staff as well. Mike Tomlin isn't that guy. So it would behoove Aaron Rodgers, I think, to trust Mike Tomlin's instincts and his coaching staff.
Armando, mentorship is tricky in the NFL, and I think it was just last week or maybe a couple weeks ago now that Joe Flacco in Cleveland gave what I thought was a really good explanation of why he or any veteran quarterback can't truly be a mentor behind showing up and playing at a high level, because it's a question without a correct answer if you're in that position. With all that in mind, where do you believe Will Howard fits in here, if at all, into Pittsburgh's long-term plans at quarterback?
Well, long-term is a way different question than what Aaron Rodgers is thinking. Aaron Rodgers is going to be 42 years old, and he signed a one-year contract. Is he going to be around long-term? No, I don't think he will be. And I think everyone knows that. So if Will Howard is, you know, coming to mandatory minicamp next week and training camp in July and going, I'm going to pick Aaron Rodgers' brain. I'm just going to let him download all his information on me. And maybe he'll show me the secret to completing a Hail Mary pass because he's the best of all time doing that. Then Will Howard is going to be sadly disappointed because I don't think that's what Aaron Rodgers' intent or even his personality is about. He will bring guys along, but he's not anybody's father.
Armando Salguero from Outkick talking about Aaron Rodgers, who will be in Pittsburgh next week. So if you're a Steelers fan, Armando, how would you define success? I mean, is there a benchmark like 3,500 yards, 25 touchdowns? Would you say getting a playoff win? As you pointed out, the Steelers tied with the Dolphins for the longest playoff losing streak right now in the NFL. How would you say this is a successful move or not?
Right. So I think Steelers fans are pretty smart. They are that fan base. There's a few of them around, Bills Mafia being one. I would say to you that they are more interested in winning than watching Aaron Rodgers do great personally, individually. Aaron Rodgers last year threw 28 touchdown passes. That's good. I know of a lot of quarterbacks that would take it. By the way, 28 touchdown passes last year was more than Patrick Mahomes. And yet, it was a disaster. It was terrible. And he didn't play well at the end of the day. The team didn't play well at the end of the day, and everybody got fired. Now, if Aaron Rodgers comes to the Pittsburgh Steelers and throws 21 touchdown passes, but they're top five in running the ball. Last year they were number 11. And their defense balls out. They're going to be good. They're going to be real good because they don't need MVP Aaron Rodgers to be good. They might need MVP Aaron Rodgers to win a Super Bowl, but I don't think anybody's really expecting that. They need good enough and don't screw it up, Aaron Rodgers. They haven't had that a whole lot the last couple of years, even the last couple of years with Ben Roethlisberger. So I think that success is measured in, when all is said and done, do the Pittsburgh Steelers, who have a six-game losing skid in the playoffs, they've been one and done five times in a row that they've been to the playoffs, do they actually have some success in the postseason? That's what will measure success for the Pittsburgh Steelers with Aaron Rodgers.
Armando Salguero, Outkick, our guest in the sports bar. It's Danger and Battaglia on the Fan Rochester. Armando, you mentioned the Steeler fan base. They're a smart fan base. They're not all crazy about this move. You mentioned Ben Roethlisberger. I think Rodgers is the best quarterback that they've had since Roethlisberger retired. And even at the end of his career, you mentioned it. It wasn't pretty with Big Ben behind center for Pittsburgh. But something I don't think we can rule out entirely here is the possibility that Rodgers is bad, that he just doesn't have anything left, that he's hit a wall. So bad that the Steelers might find themselves picking in the top 10 of next year's draft. And if you're a Steeler fan, is that some sort of silver lining for what this... It feels like a golden parachute for the organization if this experiment for one season fails.
In that regard, I guess you can call it a no-lose situation for the Steelers, right?
Right.
Because they went out and got the biggest quarterback name arguably in free agency, and if he totally bombs and it's a dumpster fire, next year they're going to be trying to chase perhaps Arch Manning, perhaps Garrett Nussmeier or Lenore Sellers or even from Penn State.
Mick Sorley.
Drew Aller. So either way, the Steelers have an idea that it's going to be okay. Now, here is the disaster area. If you look, good is the enemy of great. Jimmy Johnson told me that years and years ago. If the Pittsburgh Steelers are 9-8 and they sneak into the playoffs like they did last year, losing four in a row at the end of the season, and then they find themselves, next April in the draft picking 13th, 14th, and they can't reach one of the star quarterbacks, one of the premier draft pick quarterbacks, they will have neither succeeded this year nor succeed in getting a quarterback next year. So for the sake of the Pittsburgh Steelers, they better be pretty good or they better be pretty bad, because just in between that is just a mess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Armando, if we look at the AFC, I think there are three teams that are, you know, shoo-ins. You could say, okay, they should contend for a Super Bowl. Kansas City, Baltimore, maybe this is their Buffalo finally gets over the top. We have to throw Cincinnati, I believe, into the mix. Is there any realistic shot that the Steelers, best case scenario, can join that conversation? And second part of it, is anybody on... else I'm missing, like a Denver or any other team like that that you could see rise up here in the AFC?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you mentioned Denver. Look, guys, I'm never going to be one to tell you absolutely no way, except for the 2019 Miami Dolphins. But, you know, that I knew was going to be a cluster. But I would say to you that – and I do really like the Denver Broncos defense. That is maybe, you know, undercover the best defense in the AFC, if not the NFL. I would say to you that Aaron Rodgers is more of a name than he is, you know, the guy that we all remember behind that name. And it's different to go and beat Justin Fields and the Jets, or, you know, somebody, you know, subpar, than when you have to go and play Lamar Jackson twice and Joe Burrow twice. And you have to, if you're in the postseason, play Josh Allen, and he's sacked. Oh, no, he's not. He just broke three tackles, and he's running for 42 yards and a touchdown. It's hard to match up with that. And Patrick Mahomes the same. People are sleeping on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's an idea. Don't. they're still good, by the way. So the bottom line, I guess, that I'm trying to make, the point that I'm trying to make is the Steelers did what they needed to do to compete, but the competition above them is clearly better. And those teams that we mentioned, the Ravens, one of them is in their division and they're going to play them twice. I don't know what the Bengals are going to be, except that they're going to score a ton of points. And then the Bills and the Chiefs, you know, they're going to factor, of course, because they happen to have been in the AFC Championship game last year. So, no. Steelers, nice, but there's like maybe two steps above nice.
Armando, you can't throw that chum in the water about Miami and not give us a little bit more color. I mean, what are you seeing this year out of your Dolphins here this offseason, and what's your outlook for the 2025 season of Miami?
Well, my Dolphins. If it's my Dolphins, I'm selling. So as we speak, they are trying to trade Jalen Ramsey, who is their best defensive back on the roster. And the reason that they're trying to do that is because Jalen Ramsey lost respect for Coach Mike McDaniel, and there is no going back, and Jalen Ramsey wants nothing to do with Mike McDaniel, and by the way, vice versa. So there's that.
Wow.
Your best defensive back wants out, and you don't have a replacement. They also lost Javon Holland, who was their second-best defensive back in free agency, to the New York Giants. And Teron Armstead retired. He was their best offensive lineman. If you ask Chris Greer, everything's fine. It's all good, he says, as the house is burning around him. It's fine. But, they're going to be – they're probably going to be the second best team in the AFC East, because the Patriots are still going to be figuring it out and the Jets are not good. But that doesn't mean that the Dolphins will be, you know, anything to really write home about, I don't think.
I was just going to ask you about the Patriots, because I think most Bills fans would look at that, and maybe that's just the history going back to last decade, and maybe it's Diggs, maybe it's something, but what is the gap overall between Buffalo and the division? Because I think most of us here in Western New York are almost thinking this is a given, Armando, that if Buffalo stays healthy, the division once again will be theirs.
Absolutely. 100%. The only way that is not the case is if somehow Drake May is the second coming of, you know, Tom Brady or Dan Marino or somebody, and he just wows everybody. I think he's going to be okay. I think he's going to be even good at some point, but I don't know that some point has arrived. And you have to understand that Mike Vrabel, who's a very good coach and is going to have a disciplined team, a team that doesn't hurt itself typically, it takes a while to establish that culture. And it's one of those things where is not defined by the 6 months since he got his job or this coming season either. So, again, it would be a surprise if the Bills don't win the East. But I don't think that's probably their initial goal, but I don't think that's really what they're looking at as their overall goal.
Armando, before we let you go, what are you covering here as we get ready for mandatory minicamps, and what can we check out more of in your work here at OutKick as we head into the dead part of the NFL schedule?
No, I appreciate the question. So obviously the last couple of days has been about Aaron Rodgers, right? Before that, Anthony Richardson, hopefully, when he gets shut down, it's a bad combination when a developmental player that needs reps and practice is shut down from his reps and practice.
But Armando, that's great. It's more of an opportunity for your guy, Daniel Jones, who you came on this show saying on draft day, I don't get it. I don't get what the Giants see in Daniel Jones. We have long memories here in Rochester.
God for that, because for a minute there I looked like I was a tremendous foof and didn't know what I was talking about, and then Daniel Jones did Daniel Jones things, and all of a sudden I don't look so bad. But you're absolutely right. Thank you for remembering that. I appreciate it. Makes my day. Good way to go into the weekend.
Armando, thanks for your time as always, and let's talk as the season gets closer. Thanks so much, Armando.
All right, man. Be well.
Thanks, Armando.
As our buddy Armando Salguero, you read his work at OutKick covering the NFL. Fantastic.
That story got buried yesterday. Danger, the idea that, wait a second. So you're talking about the Colts quarterback, Anthony Richardson, rookie season, lands on his shoulder, out for the year.
Out for the year?
In his rookie season.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm recapping everything.
Yeah.
And then year two, not great, taps out, questions
terrible
everywhere.
Yeah.
All right, year three, get it together. We're going to bring bring him in. And here he is in minicamp because it's the AC joint in that shoulder that he had season-ending surgery on that it's flaring up. Whoa, that's really bad. Is this just a little cautionary thing, or is this something serious? It's not good for the Colts, certainly.
No. Not a good look, but now you have Danny Dimes. Daniel Jones is there. So what are you worried about? Colts are going to be fine this year, right? With Daniel Jones, it'll be just fine. I was looking forward to that competition. I want that competition. I want to see that drama unfold in the preseason. And they're saying he's out for how long?
Oh, we don't know. Indefinite. Jeez. And then Steichen's pressed on that, and he's like, I can't put a timeline on this. Okay.
Now I start to wonder if it's more than just an injury.
Well, who knows?
Right?
Who knows?
Right? Could it be? Yeah, it's not really an injury other than, we are not seeing eye to eye at all. Like, this is not working.
I don't want to go down that path because that's an allegation that if it's
yeah,
true,
of course,
I,
of course. But, you have to wonder, did he lose that locker room last season when he tapped out? I think he did. I don't know that there's any player in the NFL that views that and says, oh, yeah, we're okay with that. I mean, who amongst us hasn't wanted to tap out? The problem is you don't. You don't tap out. You keep playing. You're a warrior.
Problem is that the guys around you are giving everything they can.
Correct.
And if it's not going your way, well, it's football. It doesn't always. Quite often, it's not going to go your way. How do you react? That was as poor a response as I've ever seen the NFL from Anthony Richardson.
Hey, we haven't had a chance yet this afternoon to talk about Game 1 of the NBA Finals. My goodness.
Whoa.
And I wanted to take just a few minutes here before we get to Mr. Amerik, Rochester Americans Hall of Famer Jody Gage, who's going to join us in just a couple few.
Yeah, remembering the life and legacy of Scotty Metcalf, who passed today. Well, if we said Game 1 could be lost by the Knicks, the series could be lost in Game 1. Do we say the same thing last night? That was a boring game. It wasn't well executed, and you let Indiana hang around. It was almost like Oklahoma City didn't realize what could happen. And we had Trista on the show yesterday. I said, how do the Pacers win this? And she's just simple. Indiana has to go nuclear. They didn't, but they did it again at the end. So they did this to Milwaukee. They did it to Cleveland. They did it to the Knicks. And there was Game 1 last night in a game that looked like I was watching something in the month of December.
It's crazy. That was, I mean, like, the NBA has a lot of problems, and this is just another one of those problems. This is your marquee event. This is your major of all major events. It shouldn't look and feel like a Wednesday night broadcast on ESPN in the month of December. You put more effort and energy and style into your NBA Cup games, into your in-season game, your in-season tournament games. Right? That's the in-season tournament. That's when I would be doing all the flash. That's when I would be doing something different. At minimum, bring back some of the things that we recognize. Put the NBA Finals logo with that beautiful cursive script. Put it on the court.
That was missing. From ABC didn't have anything.
You know, they had a gold trim around the score bug. I don't know if you caught that.
That's what I meant.
That was a massive lift by ESPN. I'm sure that effort, somebody had to take a day off after efforting that hard to make it look special. Remember they used to have the Larry O'Brien trophy at center court, in the court. They don't even have it on the jerseys anymore.
No.
Like the TV presentation didn't have player introductions. I know the national anthem isn't something that everybody wants to see but give me some stuff that gets me fired up. Watch what college basketball does in the Final Four and tell me that's not great. That doesn't give you goosebumps when you're watching it.
And in the play on the court wasn't great either. The OKC, yes, you had a 10-point lead. They were off. Indiana was off in the first
half.
Good
defense. I mean, 19 turnovers in the first half.
You compare that to Game 1 of the Cup Final, where those two teams are killing one another.
Correct.
And they go to overtime. Now, the Cup Final ratings, bleh, this is worse since the COVID year, which... You got a Canadian market. What are you going to do? I'm not going to put too much stock into that. There's time for, look, there's nothing to say the NBA can't be like, you know what, we've got to put the finals logo on there. But you know what? They sold it to an airline.
Yeah.
To make sure they get make their money.
Right.
There.
And you look, it's a business after all. I get it. I just think it's kind of comical that they put as much effort and energy into stylizing what the in-season tournament is going to look like. But when it comes to their marquee event, they actually scale back. It doesn't make any sense to me. That's your marquee event. You should put a little bit more into it for the production, for the viewers. Get me fired up. Get me excited. I'm not expecting you to play Alan Parsons Project while you're introducing Michael Jordan. I mean, like, I know that those days are gone, but get me fired up.
I agree.
Doris, you're part of the problem, now that I mention it. All right.
Why is that?
It hasn't been the same. It hasn't been the same since Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy left the table. Well, what are you going to do? Maybe you're around next year, maybe you're not, Doris. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
We'll get to Mr. Amerik's. Mr. Rochester American, Jody Gage, Amerik's Hall of Famer. We all have heavy hearts today for the Rochester Americans. Our community lost a champion in Scotty Metcalf, and we'll share some thoughts and share some stories with Jody Gage, Rochester Americans Hall of Famer. Stopping by the sports bar next on The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.